Hi, I'm Katie.
And I'm Chris, and this is the EdShift podcast.
Chris, hi. I am so excited to connect with you live from TCEA in Dallas, Texas. Cannot wait to hear all about the show, all about what people are talking about. How's it going down there?
It is amazing. So we are in Texas, so everything is massive. The convention hall is giant. There are so many sessions. The exhibit floor is huge, and there are tons of teachers and leaders here. And it is just that you can feel the energy and the excitement. They are all happy to be here and they are all on a mission to learn.
Love it. Reconnecting again in person after a couple years off, I think has a totally different energy to it.
It does. And I mean, I have literally seen teachers recognize someone that they haven't seen across the exhibit hall and just go running, screaming with, you know, joy to embrace each other and just to connect again and talk about what's happening in their lives. So it's great to be a part of it.
I love it. That gives me goosebumps. Love, love hearing that. So what kind of themes and conversations are you hearing in the sessions? What are people talking about?
Yeah, so, you know, just coming out of FETC, there's definitely a current of themes that are persisting, I mean, really across the US when it comes to what we're doing in classrooms. And so a big one, particularly in the sessions, is really, you know, looking at student outcomes and looking at how we can kind of close these learning gaps and make sure that all students from all backgrounds are where they need to be. And so a lot of talk about that, really diving into student engagement. How do we get them connected to the learning? How do we get them excited? And then how do we identify what they know and what they don't know and move them forward? So really looking at the different ways to do authentic assessment, to get students to really connect what they're learning to the real world around them. And pretty closely connected to that is the role that e-learning is playing in that. Like, what are the ways that we can supplement learning for our students in meaningful ways? And so a lot of that, which I'm really excited to see. And then, you know, while we're in that e-space, e-sports are also huge. A lot of sessions about how to get e-sports started in your schools, the value that they bring, how to connect students to school through e-sports. And I'm really excited to see that. I can't wait to see how e-sports grow and how they bring and connect some students who maybe hadn't found the out of school kind of activities that pull them back into that community. So some good stuff there. And then you won't be surprised by this one. And you know that I am excited by all of the sessions around this. SEL is huge. So how do we really make sure that we're supporting students in their SEL skills and helping to use that to really support their well-being at the same time?
Awesome. That's great to hear. Really excited about all of those topics being covered. Yeah, especially some of those ones that I think, you know, we were seeing some percolation and momentum around before the pandemic, you know, things yep. like esports, but that, you know, haven't really been able to see that same growth that we've seen in other technologies out of necessity over the last 2 years. So excited to see things like that coming back into the spotlight, thinking about this type of engagement for students, this type of learning for students again in a different way. That's really exciting to hear.
And we're looking at the whole student, right? Like, I mean, the pandemic was so tough, but it really got us thinking about everything that our students need. And so this emphasis on SEL, this emphasis on, you know, bringing in activities that are outside of, you know, our content learning to make sure that students are developing a wide range of skills at school and also that they're excited to be there. So I love this development. I love kind of this growth curve we're on with really thinking about the whole learner, and I can't wait to see where it goes.
Me too. So we were chatting a little bit earlier. You mentioned there's a lot of teachers who are able to be at TCEA at least for a day. What are they looking to do or to accomplish this year at TCEA? What's top of mind?
Yeah, so it is great to see all these teachers, and you know, most of them said we just have one day, and so they're really trying to maximize. So they're balancing their sessions and really kind of making sure they take away some key learnings, but they're also coming into the exhibit hall with a lot of energy. They want to find tools that are really going to help them get their students engaged. And there's a lot of conversation around collaboration. Like, what can I do with the tools here to get my students, you know, learning with each other, working with each other, connected to the learning and having that kind of interactive, engaging experience. And they're asking great questions, and they are definitely on a mission to uncover, you know, what will make learning better for my students? How do I get them where they need to be? How does technology bridge those gaps for me? And so, yeah, great appetite and a lot of conversations around that kind of engagement collaboration piece.
Exciting. And ties back to the SEL conversations that you've been seeing as well, right? And the development of those communication, collaboration, self-efficacy skills that all tie into that, that we've really, you know, seen an increasing shift to that focus. So exciting to hear.
And a lot of talk about, you know, student creation, like how can they create things? What are the unique Yes. ways they can create? What are the unique ways they can showcase their learning? And so I'm seeing a lot of this conversation where it's not just, can you write about your learning? Can you create a graphic about your learning? Can you create a video about your learning? How do we do these things together? And very closely to that, you know, a huge presence from like STEAM content, a lot of robots. And again, that comes back to like, how do we make sure we have student creativity across all of the subject areas? What can students create? How do we give them more opportunities to really show them there's no limits to what they can create if they put their mind to it? And so seeing a lot of that, which is exciting.
Awesome. That is super exciting. Well, I know you've got another full day of sessions and exploration coming up, so we'll let you get on with that. But Chris, of course, I have to ask you, what's been the best part of your day so far?
The best part of my day is seeing the happy faces of teachers and seeing how much energy and time they're putting into making learning approachable, accessible, and fun for their students. And knowing that they're taking all these great ideas back from them, that they are reconnecting, kind of reigniting some of their passion through connections to other teachers. I'm just, yeah, I feel privileged to be a part of that.
That's awesome. Even from where I'm sitting several hundred miles away, I can feel that energy and hopefully a bit of a shift in momentum for teachers, a shift in that energy, a shift in the challenge that has been so difficult to navigate these last 2 years, to feel some energy, to feel some light again. I'm feeling that coming through, and that's huge.
I think you nailed it. Like there is a light now, like we see it and we're moving towards it with a ton of passion and a ton of energy.
Love it. Great. Thank you everyone so much for listening to EdShift today. Hope you enjoyed our recap from TCEA. Let us know, connect with us on social. Links are in the show notes. We'd love to hear what you thought, feedback, suggestions. We're looking forward to coming live from a few other events in the future. So let us know what you thought, how you'd like us to dig in, and what you'd like to know. And look forward to connecting with you again soon. Have a great day.